Welcome to the Chill Moms Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Coomer. I'm a success and confidence coach who helps mompreneurs get clarity of their passion, build confidence, and feel empowered. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Dawn K Coaching. This podcast shares all the moms' journeys, tips for finding confidence, marketing strategies, how to find balance between work and family, and more. So grab a cup of coffee or three and let's get started. Welcome back to another episode. In today's episode, we have Lindsay Keller Madsen. She is a Canadian mother of four, aspiring writer, and a business developer at the University of Southern Denmark. She's also a guest writer on a number of blogs, including Small Business Rising, Doll Picture Book, The Lovely Haze of Baby Days is a playful tribe to the chaos of motherhood and life with babies. And all her details will be available on the show notes. Now let's get back into the show. Well, hello, Lindsay. Thank you so much for being on here on the Chill Moms Podcast. And I am so grateful for you to be here today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you for having me today. I am Lindsay Keller Madsen, and I am personally a Canadian mom of four little kids who are five and younger. My youngest are 13-month-old twins. I'm also an expat, so I'm living in the Danish countryside with my family. And professionally, I am working as a business developer focused on healthcare technology transfer at the University of Southern Denmark. So what's new for me in, I guess, my career is that I have been focused more recently on self-publishing my first picture book, which has really been inspired by my motherhood and life with small kids, which is the big thing happening in my world these days.
That's beautiful. And how long you've been creating like storybooks?
I think creative writing has always been an interest or maybe a personal hobby. It felt like something I did for myself or for my friends or, yeah, something that was always in my personal sphere. And then this specific project really came out of my struggles more recently in this last maternity leave. Having two babies at once was really just a brand new challenge for me. I think also on top of having two small kids, my son was two and my daughter was four. So there was just a lot of things happening and a lot of people pulling me in different directions. So the inspiration for this book came within the last year. And before I had the time, I would say, to really work on it, was probably in June of this year. So it's pretty quick and pretty recently that I've been diving into this world.
And I'm sure juggling around between being a mom and also having to create all this business side of things must be a challenge for you. And how did you find that balance?
All the minutes in between. So I think my general strategy, you know, navigating business and home, yeah, challenges or demands are, the general strategy would be that I find space between things. So sometimes I'm listening to something in the background while I play with my kids on the floor, or when we're in the car driving from A to B, I fit a lot of things like that in between. I try not to be distracted when I'm spending time with them, but I think it really helps to just, you know, fill some of those, you know, less active spaces. I was also really fortunate that my husband took a 3-month paternity leave starting in June. So I thought this is a really good opportunity for me to deep dive into what I want to try. Again, it was just a space of time I had, and I thought, why not try and use this to test the waters a little bit? So that's what I did. I used these 3 months and the ball really got rolling. And now I've decided to try and complete this project and see where it can go.
I know you talked about like your inspiration behind this book. It's because, you know, you're taking care of your kids. So tell me more about it.
Sure. The book's called The Lovely Haze of Baby Days. And it was inspired by two different things. I've mentioned my own struggles in motherhood. And I think there are going to be a lot of moms who can relate to this concept that postpartum isn't always as easy and, you know, clean and effortless as it can be made to feel that it is on Instagram or social media, or even in our own expectations. I think for me, especially this time, I had quite a good handle, I thought, on the first two kids. I thought, now, you know, I'll go into this and I'll be a professional mom. I'll know what I'm doing. I'll be confident all the time. And I got a really, I would say, quite a strong shock that when I had twins, it was like being a new mom again. Just everything was new and having to figure it all out again, you know, in many ways from the beginning. So that was the first half, I think, being living in that struggle and really not getting enough sleep. And just this, you know, this is not new for anybody who's had a baby, that you can be overwhelming or exhausting. And for me, living abroad, I didn't have a lot of resources. And about, you know, 5-6 months into that, when I might have been getting out of the fog, you could say, the pandemic hit. So this, you know, the circumstances in the world just, I think, aligned to make it difficult for me, but for all moms, I guess, that, or anyone who's become a mom in the last year, I think has had a lot of extraordinary challenges. So a lot of that compounded my feelings, I would say. And in the other half of that is that, you know, within the last year or two, I've also discovered that a lot of my friends have suffered from postpartum depression. And while I wasn't diagnosed with that, I think there were moments where I really thought I understood what that is. Or, and I think it's hard also to know, you know, when you're suffering from different things and when things, yeah, become that. But it's, I realized that there are so many of us women, mothers, that struggle quietly, and we don't talk about it, and we don't, you know, engage the people, other mothers who could really help us navigate that and who would understand what we're going through. So there were moments I thought, this is just so silly, and I still felt myself holding back. And I started wondering, what could I do for others that I wish, you know, I could do for myself, or that somebody could have helped me through. And one day I sat playing with my kids and I thought, you know, all these books we read that say moo, ba, la, 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 they're silly and they're fun, but they're very much geared for children. And I thought, which makes sense, they're children's books, but I thought, for babies, they don't always understand the words or the context of everything. Why couldn't we bake a really positive, supportive message into these stories and into the pictures that mom will get something out of too? So I think this idea just started snowballing. I started, you know, processing my own feelings and finding that so many commonalities existed between my world and the world that my mom friends were living in. You know, these moments of stress and these moments of struggle in the middle of the night, the, you know, the really early mornings, the things you're trying to navigate in regular life with a baby. And I thought, they're a little silly. And I guess, you know, my creative side just started, I started writing and trying to work through some of this in a way that would make me feel better and smile and maybe laugh a little, because it's silly and ridiculous, but it's also really hard. So I thought, I don't know, this really just turned into a really beautiful project that I felt was important for other women to see. I wanted them to see something that was still beautiful and fun and playful as a book that would live on your shelf, but that was maybe also a little more honest about what motherhood looks like, that it's really beautiful and magical, but it's also kind of a mess and a little bit stressful sometimes. And that maybe seeing these images and seeing, you know, the playful rhyming story and words that go through the book would make them feel better in the moment and feel seen, that they aren't the only ones experiencing this. The book comes together in the end just to really remind women that they aren't alone in motherhood. So I tried to leave it with really positive message for moms.
That's amazing. And it's like, props to you doing this for all the moms out there, because I couldn't even imagine like having that support system that's not just your family or not just your partner or whatever. And it's someone out there that have the similar experience. And through your book, you can, you know, encourage that mom to take it easy and take care of herself as well. And I think it's like a beautiful message. And how do you find that in your own personal journey, I know like there might be a lot of moms who are suffering postpartum depression that they might not even know. So do you mind like sharing some of your insight in that?
Sure. I think, I mean, what I know from myself is the moments that were the hardest that I felt completely unable. And I know that friends I've talked to, again, they also didn't always know in the moment when it was happening. I think what really helped me in my own little universe is that I talked to my husband a lot before, because I know that this, maternal mental health is such an important thing. And I think it's becoming more seen and more discussed. So I had a talk with him before every child was born, in every pregnancy, saying, this isn't something that I have, that I'm immune to. And I think actually is an interesting fact that people who have twins are, I can't remember the number, but it's significantly higher likelihood that they will experience it. And I'm sure it's just, the even less sleep or even more challenges. And I think as women, we often feel like we're failing for some reason. If it's not easy, if it's not effortless, if it gets messy, you think, why am I bad at this? And I went through all of this. I absolutely had all these feelings. And I think it helped that I had talked to my husband before I was having them. And I think it helped that I could trust him to recognize when I was struggling and to take it off of me. So absolutely my marriage helped quite a lot to carry the weight of that.
So I just want to interrupt a little bit and introduce about my free guide. This episode is brought to you by my free Kickstart to Confidence. Inside the Kickstart to Confidence, you will discover tools to elevate your confidence level so that you can pitch your service to your potential clients. Head to dawnkummer.com to download it. That's dawnkummer.com. Now let's get back into the show. Yeah, that's a really good point. And like Nina's to say that if you need help, obviously seek help and like recognize those trigger moments and know when you have to take the step to look for a professional help. Mm-hmm. And also like talking it with your partner, it's so important, because I experienced that myself. Like I remember I was looking at my husband praying with the baby and I was just suddenly bawling. I have no idea what's wrong with me. I'm like, I just started crying. I was like, wow, I didn't know this. I was that emotional. Yeah. And he looked at me like, why are you crying?
Yeah.
And it's just so, it's a magical journey, but it's also at the same time, it's hard because when it's a newborn, like I could only imagine, like you have twins. But for me, I only have having one baby right now. And it's hard because you have to wake up every so often to take care of the baby, make sure she's still alive and mm-hmm. all these responsibilities that you have and make sure the house is still clean, more or less. And there are so many expected responsibilities on moms. And I think it's like also recognizing that it's okay to not really have a clean house. Not necessarily say like, oh, just trash everything, but
yeah,
know that you have to take a break and know when you need that help and seek the professional help.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things that are happening all at once. I know that when I had my daughter, so much changed from being an independent adult that you have increasingly become, in control of your own world and achieving, your own schedule and making decisions about your life. And then this tiny human comes and all of a sudden you don't have control over, most of the day. You're not defining the schedule or the rhythm. And that was really, really hard. And then, you think I would have learned that by number three and four, but the reality is there's just sort of new dimensions that you need to navigate with every child that comes. And there's, the list of needs and demands is just getting longer, and somewhere your priorities, and as you mentioned before, your own self-care is getting lower and lower on the list. So I think I was really, really lucky that here in Denmark, when you have twins, you're monitored more closely because you're, I was nursing both babies, so they want to watch that the weight gain is going well, and perhaps also for the other risks, you know, for moms afterwards. But she, I'm trying to think, it was at least 5 months that I had a nurse visiting periodically. Wow. And I absolutely had breakdowns with her. But it's because, you know, it might have been the first person that asks you how you are in weeks. I mean, people ask how the babies are and they ask how things are going, but they don't look you in the face and ask how you are. And I think that is certainly something I will do for every mom I meet for the rest of my life, is ask, how are you separate, you know, as a person?
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point as well. Like, a lot of people just visiting the babies, they're so cute, but at the same time, it's very nice to just be generous and ask how's the mom doing.
Yeah, yes, of course. So this book, I think it is a large, well, not a large, I'm trying to think how to say this, but the book is really, for me, I think, a tribute or a dedication, you know, from my motherhood to every mom. If I could make even a few moments of their day better when they read this book, that's what I hope it can do.
That's beautiful, and a very beautiful mission that you have. And it's just, it's very resonating with me. And I'm really hoping that your book is going to be so successful and reach so many moms out there and who needed to know this in the message and like understand that they're not alone and be like, it's almost like a cheerleader on their bookshelf and say, you got this, mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you aren't alone in it. I think that's also really, yeah, I think there were a few places I, you know, that you hear this tiny voice saying you're not alone. You read it in different places, but I think it's something you could almost hear every day and still need to hear it again.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your future plan for your business then?
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I guess just to explain the structure, my husband and I launched a small press, just because from a business structure that made the most sense. Rather than personally funding the book, it made sense to create a business structure to launch it. It allows you a lot more access to things like Amazon, and yeah, it makes more sense. So we, the current plan is that the book has recently been finished and I received a sample of it. So the book is complete. And I had launched a Kickstarter on the 15th of September to help fund the first large-scale print run of the book. So that is underway. And as of today, I am 75% funded, which is really wonderful and exciting.
Yeah.
I still have 2 more weeks to get the last quarter of the funding that I need. And then I'll be able to send the files and get the books printed in the first round.
So can people pre-order your book?
Absolutely. They can pre-order now, depending on when this podcast is released. They can pre-order through the Kickstarter until the 8th of October. And then after that, you can pre-order through my website until the book hopefully will be available with Amazon in, I hope, December, but it could be January. Regardless, you can pre-order through the website.
Amazing. Well, this is absolutely amazing. And I guess, are there anything you would like to share?
I think we had talked, I think leading up to the podcast, just about what kind of investment or what, you know, what this took from me in terms of resources to get this thing started. And it did require some funding. So I mean, I had to give something personally, get some skin in the game, you may hear before. And I think I made decisions early on to try and produce the highest quality product, that I could. So I found, you know, the best illustrator that I could, that I felt was aligned with my mission. And I've really worked hard to find the best printer that I can for the product. I'm not sure I've mentioned it, but I'm also printing it as a board book, which from a business perspective is actually more challenging because it's more expensive to produce. But I think if I want this to be a book that is living in the books that get used, then it needs to be durable. And if I want the message to last as long as a mom might need to hear it, it needs to be a board book. So I'm printing it that way. And yeah, just circling back to the point I was trying to make is that I really tried to make the best product I could. And I think that was a good focus to have from the beginning.
Amazing. And I'm sure I'll definitely link all your goodies and email list in the show notes so people can find you on there. This book absolutely makes a difference. Like, I know it's going to make an influence on someone's life, and it's amazing to see that unfold.
Yeah. Yeah. I would really love, I think that's the big vision, is that I would have, you know, a meaningful impact on moms, and that at least if this message can get out there, I would have loved to have this kind of book to give to new moms or to bring to a baby shower. And that's also the feedback I've been getting all along is, oh, isn't this a great thing you could give to your mom friends or to your daughter who's having her first baby? Or yeah. So I hope I'm able to make the impact I would like to.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and your business, Lindsay. And I have a great time talking with you, especially the message of, you know, postpartum depression and that sort of thing. And I think it's very important for moms to know that you're not alone.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me today.
That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Chill Moms podcast. If you would like to join our community, please visit facebook.com/groups/chillmoms. And if you are thinking about starting a business or need mindset coaching and done running in circles feeling distracted, you can now work with me by visiting my website at dawnkummer.com. That's dawnkummer.com. That's it for now, and I'll see you in the next episode of Chill Moms Podcast.